You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, my name's Amanda Hawkins and I'm the Head of Mental Health and Counselling at RNIB. And I just want to give you some top tips today how you can set realistic New Year's resolutions, ones that you can actually keep without feeling overwhelmed or guilty. So with the first one, I want to start with how you want to feel, not what you want to achieve. Instead of lose weight or be more organized, ask, how do I want next year to feel? Calmer, stronger, more connected, more spacious. Let the feeling guide the goal. Example, if you want to feel calmer, build a simple 10-minute evening wind-down routine. Tip two, choose 1 to 3 resolutions, max. Too many goals overwhelm. Pick a small handful that generally matter and drop the rest. If a goal doesn't make you exhale when you imagine it, skip it. Tip three, break big goals into tiny doable steps. A resolution shouldn't be a mountain, it should be a staircase. Instead of eating healthier, try add one veg to lunch every day. Instead of getting fitter, try walk 20 minutes 3 times a week. Or instead of saving money, try move £20 a month into savings automatically. Small steps create momentum that big goals rely on. Tip four, give yourself permission to adjust. Realistic goals evolve. After a month, check in. Still working? Too much? Could it be easier? Resolutions are experiments, not tests. Tip five, focus on habits, not outcomes. For example, you can't control lose 10 kilos. You can control walk daily or eat protein at breakfast. Habits build results quietly in the background. You control the habit, not the result. Tip six, make them kind. A realistic resolution feels supportive, not punishing. Avoid resolutions that come from shame, comparison, and trying to be somebody that you're not. Choose ones that come from care for future you. Tip seven, write them as if they're already your lifestyle. I'm someone who, example, prioritizes sleep, cooks one simple meal a day, gets outside daily. This shifts your mindset from trying to becoming. Tip eight, plan for the wobble. A resolution is realistic when it already makes space for busy days, low energy days, and life being life. Building backup plans like 5-minute versions, good enough options, and weekly resets. These are my top tips for setting resolutions for next year to make 2026 a happier space for you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.